Kaya FM Podcast. Saturdays with Jenny on Kaya FM 95.9.
On a book that is very modest in size, and it's published by Majaji Books, who've got a really good track record. And I have to say that the writer, whose name is Lindiwe Nkuta, is born to write short stories. And I honestly and truly think, you know, Fred Kamala has now got a new book of short stories out. It won't take long before Nick Mhlongo does it, and Sifiso Mzobe with his short stories last year. We do good short stories in South Africa. So let's go to Lindiwe Nkuta. And Lindiwe, welcome to Kaya FM.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I lost you for a second there.
Oh, well, shall I say welcome again?
Yes, thank you.
Welcome to Kaya FM.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Well, listen, I'm in love with your book.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I truly appreciate it.
It is. I'm sorry you're not sitting opposite me, because I think you should be. But It is full of, I mean, there are all sorts of themes in this book. And I'm just looking at Confessions of Carolina. And for Kaya listeners who are sort of standing by waiting for this, try and describe this story to them, because it's one of the themes of the book. It's religiousness. I mean, it's Catholicism. And this is a girl who is confessing to an impatient priest because he's heard lots of sins, basically. Just describe it a little bit.
I think my approach to writing, and I think that it would apply to most of the stories, is basically kind of taking the small thing, and if you imagine the unweaving of yarn, and kind of unweave those things so that I can deal with underlying issues, right? So Carolina is a woman who, without giving too much of the story away, who's just become infatuated with a woman, and she is having difficulty kind of reconciling in her mind whether this is sin or not, given her Catholic background and so on. And so she kind of tries and finds ways of dealing or coming to terms with her own same-sex desire for another woman by trying quite a number of things and eventually going to what she knows how to go to kind of try and find absolution if it is sin indeed. And she kind of vacillates even in her own mind about whether or not what she has done is sin or not sin and whatever. And I think it was my way of telling the story of Carolina herself, but it was also a way of kind of teasing out, I mean, this whole idea of homosexuality is sin and homosexuality is un-African and all of those kinds of things by just playing around with the story of a woman who kind of has angst within herself about what it is she's done. And obviously in the end, you know, even she manages to convince the priest himself about whether or not this is sin. So she, you know, not only does she sit on the fence or does she come to terms with that, I suppose the sentences after the story has finished, she probably does come to terms with it, but she also manages to get to a point where she has the priest also wondering whether or not what she has done is sin, and the absolution part, which is what happens in the Catholic tradition, is done in the strangest kind of way as well, where the priest is also saying, I am not even sure if I'm giving you absolution, but, you know, go and do what you need to do.
Now, 69 Jerusalem Street. I'm looking at the short story that's entitled 69 Jerusalem Street. So I want to ask you something, because I was once a judge on the Sunday Times Book Awards, and there was the most terrible argument about whether short stories collected in one volume, linked sometimes tenuously to each other, was a novel or whether it was a short story. Mm-hmm. So 69 Jerusalem Street is the venue. It is the place, isn't it?
Right, yes.
So it is this house. It's a bit dilapidated. It's got people living upstairs, downstairs, in the garage. It's got people all over the place. And they all are inhabitants, and they're all tolerated in different ways and things like that. Do you think you've written a novel?
I don't know. One of the people who gave the blurb, Bongan Matondo, a friend of mine, who gave the blurb, what do they call them? A shout out.
Yes.
At the back of the book, kind of begins to say that these stories, standalone as they may be, they all of them linked together or standalone, as a foreshadowing of potential novels in and of themselves. And I kind of think that maybe I agree with them, but the short story also has a right to live as a thing in and of itself. So, I mean, I think that the stories, as you say, interconnected as they are, linked as they are, or curated in the way that they have been curated, kind of do like a seamless theme of many social commentary and so on. But I think that they live in their own right as short stories. Novel writing is another forte. I think it's significantly more difficult than writing short stories. So,
well, I think this is arguing. I mean, I honestly think that this could be regarded as a kind of unorthodox novel. 69 Jerusalem Street, the actual story itself. You are very clever because you actually bring in people who are quite repellent and we get to know them quite well. We wonder how they're put up with. But the themes begin to emerge. One is religion. The other one is the treatment of women. And it's really interesting to me because that the 69 Jerusalem Street is filled with women of all sorts of ages, and they all compete in different ways. It's a very embracing book, but you've definitely got strong themes that carry throughout the book.
So, I mean, I do set out to write women. I find that it's changing, but it's not changing rapidly enough, I don't think, that the representation of women in novels is usually not the, in novels or short stories or in any literature, is not as strong as it should be. And that when we do write women, sometimes there is the temptation to kind of write them in a very altruistic way and so on. So to give like positive representations of women. But women are different, and they, you know, they come in all formats and shapes and so on. And some of them are good, some of them are not really so good. But the ability to write well-rounded women, I think, is something that I set out to do when I sit down to write, whether the good in them kind of comes through or whether the not so good in them comes through, but just to give like a well-rounded representation to show that women are people themselves with complexities and differences, and that they navigate the world in different ways, very much as, and I hate the comparison, very much as men, because then it kind of gives the presumption that we should be all aspiring towards being men, but very much like everybody else, right? That in the world, we live with complexities, and we live with things that conflicting priorities, conflicting ideas, conflicting preferences and whatnot. And how we deal with them is the very thing that makes us human, and that the truth is same for women.
Well, listen, I was sold with the very first short story. It's called Rock. I think the second paragraph, I'm just leaving this with Kaya listeners. I'm just leaving it just as a thought. This is the beginning of the second paragraph of Rock. I lost both my legs to hunger. Thanks to the ravenous appetite of our neighbor's dog, which had not been fed for over a week, my legs were mistaken for lamb shanks. How can you resist that? I mean, you have to read that story. So yes. I just want to congratulate you. And it's given me a fantastic read. I hope it sells really well, because it does deserve to. It's a very new and unique voice. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Let me give you the details of the book. And it's 69 Jerusalem Street. It's by Lindiwe Nkuta, published by Mujaji. And I think it is an absolute gem. I really and truly do. I hope you all enjoy it.
Saturdays with Jenny. Every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Kaya FM Podcast. Go to kayafm.co.za for more.